The Texans go to the podium after a loss in Arizona. They explain the difference between them and the Cardinals on Sunday. This is all part of your Sonic game recap.
Ain't really much to say about it. We put ourselves in this position and we got to deal with it. So that's it.
When JJ comes up with the strip late and you've got that big catch, are you thinking, here we go, we've got an opportunity here to win this football game?
Of course. I mean, you know, you have to play until the clock has zero on it. So there's always opportunity, and we didn't take advantage of it.
Can you talk about a little bit about the downfield passing game that seems to obviously be a bigger factor now with this offense than it has been previously, and especially the connection you're developing between yourself and Case Keenum?
Well, I feel comfortable with every quarterback we have. So whenever I get an opportunity, I just try to make the best of it. That's the way I've always approached.
Andre, you've been through so much here, but never have you had to deal with a 7-game losing streak, which you're in the middle of now. Some thoughts about that?
You know, like I said before, we put ourselves in this position, and there's no reason to sit around and whine about it. Nothing we can do about it now. You just have to look forward to the games ahead and try to win as many of them as we can.
It's definitely difficult, you know. I feel like you play a good game, you know, but the same thing keep biting you in the butt. It's like replaying the record, you know, over and over again. You know, we get some juice right before the half. You know, go out the half and something happens and it ends up in the same scenario, you know. I think we got to our chance when we got our chance. We got nothing to lose anymore. We got nothing to lose. So I don't know what it's going to take. I think that we got a chance, man, to put a dagger in. We got to start putting daggers in.
You know, we were all out there fighting, you know, trying to get this win for Coop. And unfortunately, you know, we didn't pull it off.
As a team, you were like the first guy to say a few weeks ago, this wasn't good enough, you guys had to be better than this, and all of a sudden you've lost 7 straight games and the season just hasn't worked out like you guys wanted to. What's it like for you guys and where you guys are at right now? I mean, it's got to be disappointing. It can't be a good feeling.
Yeah, I mean, it's very disappointing, you know, for you know, to just take a huge step back. You know, since I've been here, you know, I don't think we ever lost 7 games, you know, since I've been here, you know. So this is, you know, it's tough. But we know we just got to keep working. We got to keep working. We can't give up on each other. I don't think nobody, in this locker room will give up on each other. You know, but we just got to keep working. We just got to keep going. You know, we just got to keep going and keep grinding away.
Seems like you guys have been behind, not every week, but almost every week. You know, how tough is it when you give up the 7 points on the very first play of the game? How tough is it to overcome something like that?
I mean, I think we overcame it, you know. We were up going into the halftime. So, you know, I just think we just had to keep coming out and, you know, just running the ball a little more second half, like I said. But, you know, it is what it is. We still got to make plays. We still got to make plays and win the game, you know, no matter what situation the coach put us in, you know, some of the players to make plays.
What was the main difference today, do you think, overall?
I mean, honestly, I couldn't even tell you because I was just telling, you know, the other guy, it's a couple plays here and there, you know. That's seemed to be the fact every game. So, you know, just gotta, you know, continue to work and just try to be more consistent in what we do. You know, just try to eliminate those bad plays, those 1 or 2 plays every game. That's kind of giving the other team momentum, and you know, and you know they're able to beat us. So, we just gotta continue to work. That's all we can do.
You know, when you become one dimensional against like a team like that on the road, it makes it hard for you. You know, when you drop back passing so much, they're dialing up every blitz they have in the playbook. You have a talented secondary that's able to hold up in man coverage. And, you know, we created some problems. We wasn't able to convert some third downs and stalled on a lot of drives, you know, where we could have had some opportunities. So that's about all I can say about it.
Throwing a lot more pressure at you guys in the second half?
Yeah, you know. They dialed up a lot of blitzes that we didn't see much of in the first half. You know, so, you know, we got to do a better job of communicating to each other. We got to do a better job of getting on our responsibilities and go from there.
I mean, I don't think anybody would sit here and tell you that this is what we expected. This is the way we saw things go on. We obviously had extremely high expectations, and we need to figure it out.
You were personally responsible for two of the three takeaways, yet still the team comes up short. I don't know if snake bit is the right word, but it seems like no matter what this team does, it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's one thing that we've been emphasizing all season long is getting takeaways, getting turnovers, and finding a way to capitalize on that. And we got a couple of them today, and we just need to continue to do that. You know, I'll never give up on any team ever. I'll never give up on anything ever. I mean, that's just not the way that I'm wired. I feel like that most of the guys in this room, that's not the way they're wired. I mean, if you're giving up, you're in the wrong sport, you're in the wrong locker room, and you need to find a different place to go because that's not tolerated. I mean, I don't care how bad the situation is. I don't care what you're looking like. You never give up. You never throw in the towel. Your personal pride, your team pride, your city pride, and all the pride. You play for that every single week. I don't care what your record is. I don't care if you're 0-16. You play that 16th game with every single ounce of energy you have. And that's the way I live my life. And that's the way I'll continue to play this season. And that's the way I'll always play.